that song either.
You don't like Top Back?
I like my beats down low, down low, down low.
Hand, foot, mouth, disease.
Yeah.
We're all infected.
HFMD.
Uh-oh. Hand, foot, mouth.
Ear, nose, throat.
Jamal, this is Jamal's most feared disease.
I know. He literally avoided us for like weeks.
Well, yeah. Can you blame me? Hand, foot, mouth, dude. That's three things, dude.
Those are like, if I had to like rank my body parts.
Yeah.
Bottom tier.
You don't find mouth. Your hands to be helpful?
No.
Or your feet or your mouth.
Nope.
These are all top tier body parts.
Nope. I would agree.
It goes cock, mouth, hands, feet.
No, cock, eyes, nipples.
Cock eyes.
Knees.
Nipples is bottom.
You need nipples, dude.
For what?
Feeding the children.
No, on your body.
Yes. If I didn't have them, then they wouldn't have them. You ever heard Adam and Eve? Rib ripped?
It just be able, it's not nip rip.
No. But God created Eve out of Adam's rib, just one rib, and then created the rest of the body. He needed Adam's nipples in order to put the nipples on Eve.
Like
this is in the Bible. This
they're
is
just
true.
Adam's nipples pasted on.
Well, he needed for reference when oh, he's instructing like, Eve.
Lining it up. Yeah, yeah. That's about right. Yeah. A little bit lower, but pretty much the same.
A bit lower? No. Eve's got them perkies.
Yeah, but they're still lower than A's. Adam's.
She got them A cups.
How?
Because they're at the bottom of her tits.
No, they're perkies, dude. They're
not underneath. they're bottom row.
She doesn't have droops.
She's not big fatty. She's fucking.
Yeah, but they still go. They still. I have to explain what tits look like to you guys for real.
No, I'm saying to she's you, got them perkies.
She got
dude.
Them hungry tits.
Yeah.
Right, but they're still coming down a bit lower, dude.
Mm-hmm. Eve got perkies.
Maybe
dude.
Even an inch.
Eve got perkies.
I think Eve, yeah, I think they were pointing straight forward.
I think they're pointing higher.
I don't think they're pointing
I
down.
I think they're higher. They're higher than Adam.
She's just got mounds and then nips like Eve below her collarbones. That's crazy.
Eve got perkies, dude.
Also, that's not true, man. Adam and Eve is not real.
What do you mean?
It's not real. God is real, but Adam and Eve not real. They say when you're a baby being formed in the womb, you're a girl first.
That's not true.
That's what they say. That's why men have nipples. Think of another reason why men have nipples that isn't Adam and Eve.
No. I think you're thinking about
there's
it the
leftover
wrong way.
Shit. It starts. No. It starts up here, right? The we
formation.
All have a vag or whatever, and then it goes whoop, and you get a cock and balls. The ovaries fucking drop down. That's your they become form into your testicles.
No, a fertilized egg
mm-hmm.
is fertilized with a sperm.
No, I'm just talking about in the formation process. We all start there, and given whatever your code is, you either stay that way and continue on that path into a woman, or you.
Right,
and then you go, and then you have a cock.
But it is predetermined.
Yeah, it's predetermined.
Yes, dude.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying it all comes from women.
Well,
we all come from women. Internalized misogyny on Morgan's part for not backing me up here.
Maybe this is what you're saying, but like, yes, because women have the X, only X chromosomes, the code is like to make a copy of yourself, but then you get the other half from the dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And that dude is either providing an X or a Y.
No, I'm not. Yeah. When I'm not saying, oh, it's like a gamble.
But
which
like,
way is it going to go? I'm
like,
saying
like
you
a,
have to,
like
you have
in
to
utero,
stop.
We look like monkeys, right? Kind of. So you're giving that type of analogy? Like,
no, you're giving that type of analogy. What I'm saying is this. You have to stop at the woman's house before you go to the man's house, or you can stay at the woman's house, depending on what's in the sperm. But you have to pass through that
woman
formation. You know, you have to stop there and dress like a girl first before you can go to your bro's house, if it's in the cards for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
Look it
Wait,
up.
What do you say? You're saying the baby is built head and then the butt and then down?
No. I'm saying the way our genitalia forms, right?
Yeah. Well, first
it
you have a tail.
It starts in the formation, when it starts to form or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It starts in that formation.
Is this factual?
Right, but it's not
facts?
I guess
this is a science update.
You're making it sound
this is new information.
You're making it sound like it's a fully formed female reproductive organ, and then it transforms to a male reproductive organ.
It starts
off as something that's neither, but that maybe looks more like a pussy, is what you're saying. But it's not a vagina.
Yeah,
I
would agree with Jordan.
It's going to now form into whatever genitalia.
Right, no, but this, let's go back to what you're saying about the X
it starts
chromosome.
Off as the any and
everybody's
an
X. You're either X, you're X, Y.
Yeah, X,
so the base layer is X, or yeah, what is it, sorry?
XX or XY.
XXXXY.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That double, you double down on the X, you get a lady.
Yep.
Boom.
What are you saying?
Swap, but you break this branch off. Now you have an X, now you have a Y. Ignore this.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Men are XY, women are XX.
Right.
A baby gets either one of the X's from the mom and either the X and the Y from the dad.
Right.
And that's what, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start growing according to that blueprint.
Yeah.
Right. But you have to start at X.
There is a line in White Teeth. God, I wish there's so much fucking gold in this book. But
did you finish it?
No. I'm gonna butcher it, and you guys are gonna be like, yeah, it's a common thing, because it is. But the way she writes it is so succinct, and like, okay, in order to tell this story, you have to go back in time, and so like Russian dolls, like Hortense is back in, Ambrosia is back in, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. It's just like all these ladies, but like you really do. It is a cool thing to be like, oh yeah, they were already in there. Parts mm-hmm. of them were already in there.
That's, I think that is the concept of the Russian nesting doll.
Oh.
That's why it's a female.
Oh. Yeah.
I think they are, it's a comment on women, yeah. All the way down. Yeah.
Cool.
It's fucking tight. Speaking of books and shit, I was reading and then I came across the word nonplussed.
Yeah.
And I realized, I was like, I actually don't know whether nonplussed means like phased or unfazed.
I think it's phased.
No, I think nonplussed is unfazed.
You think it's unfazed?
I think it's unfazed.
Oh, I mean, I know the answer now.
Well, I guess I wouldn't use the word phased. I think the word just not, maybe not thrilled, or sort of like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Unfazed. Yeah, maybe unfazed. Yeah, maybe that works. Yeah.
You think it's unfazed. Morgan thinks it's phased.
Yeah.
This is the conundrum happening in my mind.
Sure.
I was like, and I understood from context, but I was like, I think I've heard it in the other context before, because in the context I read it, they were very phased.
Uh-huh.
They were very much perturbed.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And I was like, if I were to use it, I would think I would have used it the way Jamal mm-hmm. had it. And then I looked it up. It's both.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, how the fuck? How's this word?
Then when can
it's
you
its
be
own
plussed?
Opposite. It's its own opposite. Well, plussed is not a word.
Then this word sucks, dude.
Why?
Non-plussed.
Yeah. But here's the wrinkle. And this is where I don't know if there's another
unfazed,
example
right?
like this. I don't know if there's another example like this, because apparently the unfazed definition is not recommended. The version that you would use.
No.
Yes. The unfazed, the one that's like, that one is a non-recommended definition.
Way to use it.
Yeah.
Oh,
What do you mean recommended?
Exactly. I don't know another example of this, because it is a definition to use it as non-plus, but it is more of a... I think they said it's like a North American way that
it's probably
it's
the way they abstracted it, and it's sort of incorrect.
Yeah, it's almost like people started using it incorrectly, but then because they use it so much incorrectly that it becomes a definition. That's probably how it happened.
And then this is like a grammar Nazi being like, but it's not how it started.
Yeah, like English literature and stuff. Right. They say, look, the official definition is phased. And that's the way I was reading it in this book. And this book that I'm reading right now is written in the 1800s. So they obviously used it in the correct way. Yeah. So anyways, I didn't know that a word can have a definition that's not recommended.
Right.
Interesting.
That is weird.
Interesting. And me and Jamal, we were talking in the car the other day, and I was like,
yeah.
You know, Lucy has that dog toy.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, my keys swing when I move.
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
So sometimes I'll just like riff on things that the toys say. Uh-huh. And I went, my knees buckle when I come. I was like, that'd be funny. Just that's like, an interesting fact about me. My knees buckle when I come.
I was like, that's pretty funny.
And then Jamal started going on this rant about the word buckle.
I started going on a rant about it.
About how buckle. What was your...
I was wearing my belt buckle on my ranch. I was like, I feel like there's other words like that. Like words that are nouns or like things like a buckle.
Yeah.
Or like is even a verb, but now you're applying it to your knees.
There definitely are.
But, well, but it was hard for me to come up with.
Buckling is a... Yes,
yeah, you when you're talking about buckle, your knees or your
or a
seat,
column or a fucking column.
Buckles,
buckling, yeah, like in a building, like structures,
like a bridge.
Oh, sure,
like buckle under the
right. It's just that's the same,
so it's the same. That's the same use,
right. It's the same something as your knees.
It's collapsing,
right?
Yes, I know that there is an abundance of these words, mm-hmm. but I cannot
it's
come
exactly,
up with
we're trying to come up with it off the top of my head, and I just told Jamal to ask
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Oh.
To come up with more examples. But ChatGPT was coming up examples like bark.
Yeah.
Like he, but it was, but it meant like
tree bark.
Tree bark. We didn't even mention tree bark.
Oh.
The noun and verb it gave me, the noun was a dog's bark.
Okay.
And then barking orders.
And, he barked orders at, but it didn't mm-hmm. even bring up tree bark at all.
Because oh. barking is the verb and bark. The bark itself yeah. is a noun.
Yeah.
But
then it said like to crane your neck.
Yeah.
Which is like.
That's kind of.
Which like we found the one you're like, there you go. And I was like, it's not as satisfying.
Like head.
As I was, oh yeah, head. Yeah. But then, yeah, then it started giving me, because I tried to adjust it, what I was asking ChatGPT, and it said, it just gave me a list of words that are body parts. I was like, how do they pertain to the body? And it was like just giving me
like foot. He foot the bill.
He foot the bill, which I had never heard that before.
Yeah, he didn't know foot the bill.
What?
Never heard that before. Like,
you've because never done that. That's
yeah,
because
he's never footed the bill.
What? But even if I had done it, well, I still don't. What does that mean?
I mean, have you ever
why would I know
out?
The expression?
Because once you have the feeling of footing a bill, it just comes to you.
That's
you
hilarious.
Get donned with the knowledge.
What about purse?
Like purse your
lips.
Lips.
Mm-hmm. That is a much better example.
Right, because it's like, it's an accessory.
It's an accessory.
You
want, I
want
an
more accessories. A buckle, a purse.
Yeah.
Sock. Sock it to you now.
Because you don't want the name of not a bad. Body part. That's what you're getting at.
I don't want
you
the
want
name
something
of a body,
a body part.
Part
does. That's also,
yes, that's also a thing.
An object.
Right.
Okay. So purse
so
is
sock
a nice
does not
pole.
Work.
But
it's
purse
just a,
does.
Purse does, because you do it with your lips. You don't.
Okay. You don't sock.
You don't
your
sock
foot.
Your foot. You could.
Punch, punch.
You could punch.
Yeah. Anyways, Morgan, if you think of any.
Yeah.
We thought you'd. I thought you'd
game
play. I do appreciate this. I mean. I
won't let you down.
I won't let you down, but now I might be distracted for just a little bit.
My knees buckle when you chime
my
in.
My knees buckle when you move.
Anyways, to,
how romantic.
To rushing nesting doll back. Rushing? We could talk about hand, foot, mouth now.
Yeah.
Because hand, foot, the bill.
Foot, the bill. Hand.
Mouthing off. I don't know.
I remember what hand was. I'm pretty sure it was on, in there.
My right arm, hand, man, hand.
Mouth was in there.
Hand me that. But it's all kind of stems from just your
yeah.
hand. So.
Handling.
Cars,
handle.
Handle.
It's the word hand.
Hand, foot, it. Mouth is a common disease mm-hmm. that kids get, I guess. Do you know how it starts? You know what,
no.
You know what causes it?
No, I think people think it comes from like fucking farm animals, but that is a misconception.
It probably
it's
comes
a
from
different,
everything comes from poop.
It's, probably it's a different
poop
strain. Yes.
Poop poo.
So the doctor told me that, which
kids are eating their poop.
No more yeah. monkeys jumping on the bed.
The, basically, like adults can get it, but we don't typically like put our fucking hand from our butt into our mouth.
No, but we could get it from someone who has the disease.
But typically asymptomatic adults.
Yeah. Yeah. All I read in the link that you sent, you're like, hey, just so you know, this is going on.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a non-big deal. That you
hadn't,
like...
right, but you hadn't read it at the time. You just sent me the link. I read it and it's like, very contagious disease.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I didn't know how the severity. I don't want to get sick at all.
Right.
Considering I was about to go out of town for the weekend in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I was sitting at home being like, I don't even know if.
No,
I was going out of town with Jordan. So I'm like, I don't know. Is he going to get sick and we can't go?
No, we fully
I took time off work.
We fully understood, you know? And were not mad or anything. But I was just.
I reserve the right to
I
stay
was just
home.
Surprised. at your fear of this.
Well, you were surprised on the phone when I called you, like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
But at that point in time, you hadn't read the link you sent me. So you were like, what?
Because she just sent you the link that they sent us.
Right. But she hadn't read it, so she didn't know that. I have information that it's a very contagious disease. So you're like,
yeah,
oh,
I mean, I feel
right.
like all kids.
Yeah, but
kids
I think, did you read the entire thing?
No.
It probably
I saw it was very contagious, and then I called Morgan. I'm like, so what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, so is laughter, dude. But are you going to stay home because laughter is contagious? You see the word
no,
contagious,
I'm going
are
out.
You scared?
Well, pertaining to a disease, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Laughter can be a disease.
How
you
so?
The disease of joy.
Well, because you're a lot of times
everybody's down
jokes
just to get the disease.
Stem from a feeling of dis-at-ease.
For you? For you.
Yeah, for me, I say so.
For you.
I would say it's a root of a lot of my laughter. Dis-ease.
Ooh.
Dis-ease?
Like
diss tracks?
Words today. Morgan's on that vocab tip.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of going out of town, so I got an Airbnb, right? And fucking this guy was, this is why I get an Airbnb. This is what I usually am used to. And now I've been spoiled by fucking Steve that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Fucking Steve, who's just constant communication. Like, hey, let me like fucking, you know, you guys heard the episode.
Right. French Stewart.
Constant communication, constant like, just like, let's be best friends. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Mark.
By the way, I live in Hawaii.
By the way.
Aloha.
Our good friend Sean.
You know, Sean. That to Alaska? So Mark, who owns this one, got one message when I first booked the place, just basic info. And then another message the day of that was like, here's the code to get in the house.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is
yes,
my God.
Sir.
This is my God.
Good old Mark.
Fucking tight.
Because he doesn't live in Hawaii. It's right. Really, the problem is Hawaiians.
Yeah.
And not native, because there's a white guys who live in Hawaii is the problem.
Right. God, they suck, dude. But they're so cool.
He's so cool.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, it is Cinco de Mayo as of recording this, so we should eat guacamole and hot dogs. We're going to have hot dogs for dinner tonight.
Yum.
What
hot
else?
Hot dog.
Mark, but Mark did not want us to play music.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So there's a sign. So we got this place that has a hot tub, and so we're going to fucking bring the speaker, play some music, chill in the hot tub. It's going to be a nice time. And we get there, and there's a sign that says, no music outside. But here's the rules of outdoors. No music.
No campfire. No
I can
fire.
Get behind that rule.
I understand the rule.
I actually think I agree with that rule.
No music ever outside.
3 o'clock
mean,
in the
if,
afternoon.
If there's a possibility that another human being could hear that sonic sound, I think it's a rule.
I agree. No one could hear the music we're playing. It's like the nearest house is like, I don't know, 500 yards away.
Sure.
And there's a bunch of trees. It's not like it's over a lake where like the sound travels far.
We're in the mountains.
Okay.
It's the mountains.
I hear a lot of justification in your voices. That's all.
Well, the thing is, we didn't play music at like...
We weren't bumping anything.
The time we played it was like from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., you know? It's like, This is fine.
Right.
And it's not loud. Yeah, it's fucking chill.
I guess it's right next to the hospital.
And it's really good music.
Saying.
Everyone would like it.
Everyone would like it.
It's like, it's not necessarily a sleep thing. It's a, it's an intrusion on someone else's experience.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, I understand why no one would want to hear your music and you would just prefer to listen to the music of nature. I understand that. However, to enforce it, I just feel like is interesting because I've never seen that before. It's almost like you can't play music after this hour.
Right, right, right.
Not
right.
No music ever.
Yeah. No yeah. music. No I like it.
Music.
I like Mark.
Yeah.
He's cool. Cool. He's cool. He's pretty chill. We played music anyways. He didn't say anything.
I broke both my ankles the other day.
Playing basketball?
I fucking ran on the treadmill barefoot and I had to meditate myself out of going to the fucking emergency room that night. It was so, I'm not kidding. I was like, this is a temporary thing that will pass. There will come a time where your ankles are not
right.
Just pulsating, throbbing pain.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. And then I'm like, all right. Try and perceive it as something different. And then I was like, why don't you just pay attention to literally anything else? Then I was like, what if I actually fractured my ankle? Then I got really worried and then I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. And then you woke up and?
And they were better. I mean, they were still sore, but they were better.
Yeah, but they weren't screaming.
That's
that
true,
yet,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's better.
And then I had to go pick Lucy up from daycare for her foot and mouth.
Oh, yeah. So like we got away. So it's clear that Lucy had hand, foot, mouth on like Saturday. We just thought she was teething.
Right.
Because she had like a little bit of a fever and she was really out of it. She was real tired. And she was
couldn't
sad.
Swallow.
Yeah. And every time she was like, I tried to give her medicine and she wanted the medicine, but she was spitting it out. She's like, like it hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, it must be teething.
Right.
Her mouth hurts. But no, you get sores in your mouth.
Yeah.
And they hurt. So she definitely had it then.
Yeah.
And by Sunday,
She was better.
And the fever was gone.
She had these wild bumps on her booty, though.
Yeah, she had definitely booty blisters. And then
poor little Lou.
I know. I mean, it looked...
Little buddy.
It looked real painful. I felt bad for her.
And then when did the email come? Was it Tuesday?
It was Wednesday because I texted... I was like, this is what Lucy's got. Jamal, deck.
Oh, yeah. So she went Monday, she went Tuesday, and she had little sores on her mouth.
Yeah. I have pictures of us from Tuesday when I picked her up. We're out on the balcony. We're taking selfies and stuff. She had two tiny little dots by her mouth that she gets all the time from her pacifier.
Yeah.
From holding the moisture there.
Yeah. And mind you, at this point in time, I have no idea what a hand, foot, mouth is.
Yeah. And then, so the email comes out Wednesday morning. I send it to Jordan. I go, oh, this is what Lucy got. And then I text Jamal like, yo.
But I'm thinking like, was she patient zero?
It's very possible.
Because she didn't go to school on Friday.
Right.
And now she's looking sick on Saturday. She did go to gym on Saturday. And I was like, did she get it from gym? And if she did get it from gym, she would have had it like, have got symptomatic and like a fever
same
that
day.
Night.
Yeah. And then given it to that kid on Monday. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Because apparently another kid was like,
yeah.
On death's door. And they had to send him home on Wednesday.
But like, what's wild is that I don't know how we got away with 4.5 of the 5 days.
Because then we took her on Thursday and like, oh, they're probably going to fuck. Like, they didn't call us at all on Wednesday when they discovered it. You would think they would check every kid at that point and sign.
Yeah.
Your kid's got it. Your kid's got it.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
So I was like,
all right.
Okay. And then I just fingers crossed my way into fucking Thursday. Went fine.
Thursday went fine.
Then I'm like, so now in my mind, I go, there's no...
You're in the clear.
Yeah. Like, there's no danger of her getting sent home. Mm-hmm. Like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Friday.
Because she's on the other side of it. She's not like now. Because now I'm worried, like, if she didn't get hand, foot, mouth, and we're just like, oh, we just thought it was.
Yeah.
That she still could get it. And then she would get a fever. But so I'm like, as long as she doesn't have a fever, we're good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking. She's probably past being contagious at this point, if that's what it was on Saturday.
Right. And then. Nah, 8:45.
We drop her off, in like an hour later.
Yeah, I get a phone call. hey, Lucy has us blistering on her foot, and, you know, we'd really think it'd be best if you picked her up and got it checked out. And so I'm like...
Near tears.
I'm like, fucking... by the way, when I went to go pick her up, all they did, everyone was, like, apologizing to me. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm
you're like, I was,
I'm sorry.
You're like, I was trying to get away with
you. Like, no, you should be like, you should be. Because... She's I lying. Thought Lucy was safe here, and it turns out she's not.
Yeah. We will not be back.
And so then I got in my, I was all in my cups, you know, and I just.
But you go there, and Lucy's by herself, what and every other kid is outside. They're like sanitizing the entire daycare.
Dude, so.
Like, they've quarantined Lucy.
It was embarrassing. So, yeah, I walk through the gate. There's a front gate, and then there's a yard. And I see Miss Ellie out there with all the kids. And she goes, hey, I'm sorry. Like, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, whatever. This, that, and the other. She's, like, giving me advice that I don't need about, like, maybe they have a medication. I don't know. This is my first year.
Not, I'm like. Not even advice. I know. Maybe try medicine. I don't know. Have you heard of medicine? Oh, my gosh.
And then she goes. Yeah, she's inside with Miss Katya cleaning the classroom. So I'm like, okay, so I go in there. It's literally just Lucy and Miss Katya in the whole building. Like, all the surfaces, everything's in disarray, you know. They're disinfecting the whole thing.
Get behind the fridge, dude.
It was embarrassing.
Damn.
But yeah, and then...
For who?
For me.
Why?
Well, it's just very all
you
eyes on me.
You brought this kid to school that now we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Sort of a...
Like...
Yeah, but that's not their demeanor towards you at all. You know?
I know, but I'm a grown-up, and they sent an email that was like, you know, please check your kids and help us keep this disease contained, and I broke that rule in knowingly.
Right.
You know, which is not right.
Yeah.
You knowingly broke the rule, but also in the back of your mind, knowingly, like...
It's fine.
She's not contagious.
Right. She ain't contagious.
But that's competing with, but I did do it on purpose.
Well, it
did. I took the rule into my own hands.
I mean, let me tell you this. It is not in alignment with my program, those actions. So,
there you go.
So I was already feeling guilty, blah, blah, blah. And then, and then so I pick her up. Now I have to, Jordan's going out of town, so I already have prepped in my mind, like, okay, solo girls weekend, it's going to be fun, but now I have an added day that I just was unexpected. It's basically just expectations that I had for the world that conflicted with.
Right, and you have two broken ankles.
And I had two broken ankles, and then now I'm like, well, fuck me, because now I have to do this pediatrician doctor's appointments, which, by the way, are fucking pointless. Like, when your kid is sick, kids get sick. They have no advice ever. I mean, ever. Like, the checkups at the normal developmental stages, those are cool because, like, you can check in and be like, ask questions about your kid or, like, see if they're on track. But, like, if they got a rash or something, they're like, you know?
Yeah, but it depends on what it is. I mean, you may have to get a prescription cream or something.
Right. So I go through the motions.
No, but like, you could look at the literature, a hand, foot, mouth, and you're like, 7 days it goes away. There's no treatment. They're fine.
Right.
You could wash the rash like normal. Like, it's like most things, if you go to like,
Was it a mandatory you had to go to the doctor thing?
Well, I was hoping that I could get some sort of a...
In the email they said... You have to wait 7 to 10 days or a doctor's note saying she's okay to come back.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're not waiting 7 fucking days.
Yeah.
And so I was going to get ahead of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me as long as her sores aren't, he said daycare's probably going to want the sores to be gone before you bring her back. And he's fully sympathetic with me, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because here's the truth of the matter. If the disease is just this,
it's fine.
Fucking spread it.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And no one's going to miss work.
Yeah.
No one's like, it's not that level.
Mm-hmm.
I could see if like you have the flu. Now you don't want to take other people. Now other people are taking days off work because they have to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's inconvenient. But like, if it's a disease that you can, like, I'm still capable of working. I might have a fever for 2 hours.
Or, right, but like, if the other kids are getting it and now, like, in Morgan's position, or another parent in Morgan's position has to take a day off work because they have to go get their fucking kid from daycare.
No, I'm saying their kid can stay there.
Right.
Just let them have hand foot mouth and just be around.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is like, the kid doesn't want...
The kid doesn't want hand foot mouth?
No, the kid needs to be home. It's sick.
No, they're not sick. They're not sick. Lucy would have a fever for fucking one day.
Their disposition... This is what they say about kids being sick. Like, literally through and through. I've contacted them multiple times about, like, rash, different rashes, or, hey, this, that, something, you know, whatever. And the first question they always ask, is her disposition different? Like, that's how you know if they're actually feeling bad.
They're still playing normally. Yeah. It's like...
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, is what my point
is.
Right. The biggest deal is the parents having to keep them home.
Yeah, to say they have to stay up for 7 days, that's retarded.
Yeah, right. I agree with that. I agree with that. I think, but fever, I go, kids should go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regardless regardless of them spreading it or whatever, I'm just saying, based on how, like, I feel bad for Lulu.
No, I agree. If they have a fever, you could take them home, but there shouldn't be a rule that, hey.
I think it's once fever's gone.
No, I'm saying, like, don't take them to school if they have a fever.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have hand, foot, and mouth, and then they spread it to another kid, that's fine. Maybe that kid stays, like, it'll run its course and then be done to, like, have this, like, everyone keep their kid home for 7 days.
The 7 days, yeah, I agree. That's retarded. What I'm saying is why you wouldn't want to spread it is now what it runs its course and now everybody has to keep their kid home for a day.
So maybe I do have a little bit of insight into a story that is not mine. So my friend Jillian has a friend whose son got hand, foot, mouth and couldn't, and his sores were so bad that he couldn't eat for like a couple days or whatever. But she couldn't remember fully the details either. So, like, I don't know. I don't know if it affects different kids differently.
It does, obviously. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck.
I know. I was irritated. hand, foot, mouth. So, yeah. So
I'm saying bad shit's going to happen to your kids.
Right.
As long as it's not a deadly disease.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
It's good for them. Builds character.
Eat each other's booties.
Yeah. I mean, she did not.
Baby centipedes.
And let me set the record straight that... Lucy only cries when she has to leave daycare now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's happy to go.
That's awesome.
What are you doing?
You need a Band-Aid.
Can
you just...
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
What else? Did you hear the car alarm go off this morning?
I did.
You heard it?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, I just heard it. But it just made me think.
Did you get up in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Wait, what?
Did you leave the room?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought I remembered a strange presence, but I maybe I just was used to you being out of the house or something.
Huh?
No, I woke up.
Yeah, I thought he was gone.
The only time I got up was when
he
left
the room.
Oh, at 5:30?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had gotten up before that.
No.
I seem to remember doors closing or something.
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yikes.
Hey, you got
I really
foot
remember
mouth,
that. I really remember that.
It's in your brain.
That. Okay.
Anyways, brain.
The car alarm made me think, because the horn, you know, it was just the horn. It's basically when you hit the panic button on the thing. I don't know why I'm looking
is
at
your
the
car?
He doesn't know anything about this. Not my car.
He doesn't fit the bill or drive.
No things about cars. No. But you know how cars, they have the panic button that makes it go, bam. It's honking the horn over and over again. But like, made me think, like, does anybody still use that of like the clown noises that car alarms used to be like?
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Yeah, you don't remember car alarms used to do that?
No.
I remember when car alarms like first started.
No, I don't.
And it would always
this.
Start, and they would go off like you blow on somebody's car and it would go off. And it would always be like, you know, crazy fucking sounds.
Oh, I don't remember that.
What?
You don't know about car alarms at all?
No, I'm familiar with car alarms.
What I'm doing right now does not sound familiar to you, that car alarms would do what I'm saying?
What is
that
a...
sounds like a policeman car.
Lee dude, lee dude, lee dude, lee dude.
Wee, 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 wee. Yeah, those are cop car sounds.
No, that's
Ambulances.
That's not what we're doing.
Oh.
It's just an alarm. It's not a siren.
Okay.
You know, never mind. I guess this isn't going anywhere. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Looks like I do know something about cars.
Maybe I guess they don't exist anymore because Morgan's never heard them ever.
You just made them up in your fucking head.
But I was just curious, like, no one, I don't even know if my car does it. Like, I know I can make it, if there's like a panic button that I can make the car go,
But if you were to hit it?
But like, I don't know if I can engage an alarm on the car or if somebody were to like pull the handle, it would go off. Or they just got so much better that they know that, we know when someone just rubs up against your car, we're not going to go off like they used to be. And now it's like a window has to break for it to really like start going off.
Yeah. No, I remember, I guess I do, I'm familiar with the car alarms that used to go off. I said familiar, and I looked at you.
You said familiar.
I said familiar because I looked at you. I almost said familiar.
Run the tape back.
I am familiar with car alarms going off to too sensitively.
Too sensitively.
But not with crazy clown sounds.
Clown sounds isn't an apt description.
He's joking.
It is just the...
And like, I think through that is also a honking of the horn. I feel like oftentimes it's both.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's strictly honking.
Well, everything, it depends on the car.
No, I'm saying nowadays, I don't hear that other version anymore.
How often do you hear it?
I only hear when people accidentally hit their own panic button, which is what I think happened this morning. I don't think there's an actual car alarm on that car. I think it's only...
It's gotta be.
I'm not listening to anything Jamal says. He doesn't know anything about cars.
I don't know how to engage a car alarm either. I've never even thought about it.
I only bring this up because I wanted to talk about a blue convertible Corvette car toy I had when I was a little kid.
Okay.
It was a little blue. It was about this big.
Little blue Corvette.
This is like less than a foot long. It wasn't like a fucking Hot Wheels car. It was bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It was like a little model car.
Mm-hmm.
That was a blue Corvette with the top down, and you could engage an alarm on it, and if you move the car, it would go, maybe it just did one sound, but it was like,
I
know exactly the car.
You remember the car, that car toy?
The remote was like a key fob.
Yeah, and you could engage
it. And you get it would drive off and shit.
Beep, beep. You can do that.
It's like a remote control car, but you couldn't control the car.
Yeah.
You can make
it go drive forward.
Yeah.
Engage alarm.
Yeah.
And I remember using it, that alarm on that car, like try to like set up, not traps, but like
spooks,
trip alarms or whatever. Like we do that too. Like, use it as like, oh, like someone like accidentally kicks it or something. You lose.
Yeah.
But like sometimes we would play like Nintendo late at night when we're not supposed to. So we would like I'd set the alarm up on the car at like the top of the stairs or something. Or like by like maybe a spot where
mom and dad might
a door or something. If they open it, then I could hear the alarm go off. And it never worked. Like,
yeah.
And in fact, it works the opposite. Cause now I'm I have this alarm and I'm only listening for the alarm as opposed to like the subtleties of like
the house creaking.
So I'm like, I'm good unless I hear this alarm. And then dad just opens the door and be like, hey.
You're like, Jesus. I'm like,
oh, fuck. Go to bed.
Dude.
I'm in trouble.
Sometimes me and Miguel will be up, you know? We're just fucking horsing around. It's fucking 2 a.m. I'm like, we had like a bunk bed. I'm like swinging from the bunk bed and shit. Uh-huh. He opens the door and I fucking try and lay flat. And he's like, go to bed. Like, you just feel the dread inside of
me. Yeah, I think about that all the time. Fuck. Because it's like climb a ladder to get into our bed from like where I played like video games down below the bunk bed.
Yeah.
The loft bed.
You always believe that you'll have enough time, you know, to react.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like just the rustle alone has given you away.
Just the sound of like the doorknob going, and then we think TV off the ladder.
But in theory,
all is well.
And plus, I mean, this is it's funny because I didn't play Nintendo in the middle of the night, but you know, I've done sneaky things.
Sure.
And it's like you really you really do think that that you're getting you're playing your cards right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start getting real loose with it after you don't get caught for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets out of hand.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So what, you just had the volume on the, like, how'd you get caught?
What do you mean?
Were you playing in the living room?
No, in our bedroom.
So how, but you, this is the, like what Miguel's room is now.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you get caught, man?
What do you mean?
You're on the other side of the house.
I don't know what you mean. Sometimes we'd be loud.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Your kids, you know?
Like just talking to each other?
Yeah. I can't really remember. Sometimes it would be like,
ah, I got you. Or what? Ah.
Or,
ah.
Sometimes like it would be like, or maybe, because sometimes you want to play the game with the sound. You don't want to just play the game with this volume off, you know?
Right.
Jordan loves, got greedy.
You got greedy.
Also, we'd volume. Watch movies sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to watch a movie with the sound off? Come on.
Subtitles, closed caption, brother.
Yeah.
If you want to get away with it.
That's fully immersive. So, yeah, I don't remember. I think it would be a more rowdy situation.
Mm-hmm.
Friends are over, so we're laughing and stuff.
Chill. My dad's going to come down in his bathrobe.
Mm. Yeah. No, it's crazy. It is.
It's crazy. It's a crazy time.
What a world. You know, I don't think I've ever... I know I've never driven a convertible car with like the top down.
Sure.
But I don't think I've ever even been a passenger in one.
I have.
I'm pretty sure.
I can't recall a time where I've ever been a passenger in a convertible car.
It's nice.
Yeah, if I had, nice. I would have been like...
The wind in my hair.
Please take...
That's what I was going to say. Without hair is nice.
No, now I'm past able to. That's just a sunburn waiting to happen.
You have a little sunscreen on.
You got to have hair to have a convertible car. The wind in your hair, if you can't have wind in your hair.
But I feel like I guess I'm picturing like a woman with long hair and it gets like
I hate
whipped in your face and shit.
I would hate that.
Just fucking, and you get to your destination, your frizz
down. No, I'm not picturing myself as a woman, Jamal.
Picture yourself as a woman.
Now I'm bald. Now I can only ride monster trucks.
Yeah. If you're a woman.
If you're bald.
Yeah.
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 Anyways, thanks for riffing on my topics, guys.
You're welcome, buddy.
I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about the Kendrick Lamar stuff? Kendrick?
We're not the Kendrick.
The Kendrick. Mandrake. You ever heard of Mandrake?
Yeah. It's a duck, isn't it?
No. Well, Mandrake is like the fucking... What movie is that?
Harry Potter.
Isn't it Harry Potter? The Mandrake fucking root?
Yeah, they pull it up and
medicinal potion.
But is that a real thing? I thought it was just a Harry Potter thing.
The screaming root?
Yeah. Well, the scream part. But is it based on like a real thing? Is there a real... Is Mandrake a real thing?
It looks like it.
There's Mandark. Ha ha ha.
Yes, it's a plant. It's a real plant.
No, that's...
It's a real plant.
It is?
Yeah.
Does it look like a baby?
No.
Okay.
Does it look like a baby? Anyways. Kendrick. We are not up to date on this, by the way.
I am.
Oh, you listen to him?
I think so, unless he dropped another one today.
Meet the Grams and... what's the other one?
I don't know. I only listened to him once, and I don't retain any of it.
Sure. I haven't listened to those yet.
And I also am not up to speed. I just remember you bringing up...
Not Like Us and Meet the Grams.
You brought up on this podcast... Did you bring it up on pod about J. Cole? About not respecting J. Cole's move?
Yeah, I think I did.
Anyways, at that point in time, I had no idea that this beef had even started.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought it up, and I was like, oh, interesting, I don't really care. And then...
Come on, it's Kendrick.
And now
that's the only reason I care.
And then Drake had like a AI diss against Kendrick.
Which you listened to, I haven't listened to that one.
And I was like, I don't... This is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like Drake, so whatever. Yeah. If you're on Drake's side, I'm pretty sure you're like, that was a headshot. But like, I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, says that like Taylor Swift, you the biggest gangster at the game.
Yeah. I was
like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
You got Drake and Taylor Swift on one side, and then Kendrick Lamar on the other side. And I don't know who's allied with who, but apparently so many people are involved now.
Right.
But
Rick Ross, Pusha T.
And I just remember seeing, like, you know me, in the YouTube comments on the Drake diss, everyone's saying, like, Drake's taking, or Kendrick's taking so long. Like, oh, man, he's probably hiding now. Oh,
he's scared.
Yeah. Oh, where's his response to this? Oh, radio silence.
Right. It's been like a day.
I have no idea how long it had been, because I hadn't been following it.
I think it had been like a day, maybe 2 days. Like, it takes a minute to, you got to write a song.
I think it had, know? No, I think it was longer than that by a lot.
From when the Taylor
at
made?
At least a week.
Maybe.
Because people were saying that it was like a while. It wasn't like, yeah. I don't know. But that's.
Maybe. You might be right.
But anyways, right. Kendrick, obviously, I mean, he wrote like what I heard. Someone said he did like just like a 16-minute, he made a 16-minute diss. That's why it took him so long. And then he chopped it up into multiple. That's why he's able to release them. But he released it. Like, I don't know if that's official, but like people like in the know, like other like people on the inside. Saying, like,
this is how he's doing it.
But they did. He did it strategically, because like in the first one he released, Euphoria, it was, he said something like, he has a line that's like, I'm thinking so many steps ahead of you. He's like, oh, yeah, I already see all your moves. He's like, he says something along those lines. Yeah. I already see all the moves you're going to make or something. And so when Drake responds, and
he already has something that's the exact rebuttal.
He's like, I already knew you were going to go and take that angle. Here's the rebuttal to that.
Yeah.
And Drake is like, you beat your girlfriend. And Kendrick is like, you have kids.
There's another kid that
you
not.
Have. Yeah, whatever. You got another porn star pregnant or something. Mm-hmm. Anyways, whatever. And everyone's like, oh my God. And it's.
It was also, he's calling him like a pedophile. He's going, Yeah. That too.
I don't know.
Let's talk about his son, though.
I don't know the depths to the diss. I need to, like, I guess, spend more time.
What just happened?
What?
He just almost fell.
No, I just was trying to lean back up.
He likes his beats down low.
I need to make sure my mouth is close to the mic. So, yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts, Jamal?
Listen, I'm team Kendrick. Okay, I like him. And I think he's going to win.
Do you think no one's going to listen to Drake after all this is said and done?
Yeah. I think he's going to destroy this man's whole career. That's what I think is going to happen.
You think people are going to go to prison? Do you think?
I think Drake's going to go to jail. Yeah. No, I think he's going to get canceled, which is even worse.
No, dude. If Chris Brown didn't get canceled, there's no way Drake's getting canceled.
Drake's going to get canceled.
If fucking...
Listen, you can hit a grown woman, but you can't fuck children, bro.
I know you're not allowed to.
You've heard?
But you're allowed to have someone else say that you did.
Right.
You know? Without being canceled.
Yeah, but no, you're allowed to have someone say that you did and then not necessarily go to jail.
Yeah.
But you can have people say that you did and have people say you did it. Now you're kind of canceled.
No, yeah.
People who haven't survived.
No, if people say you did it to me, then that can get you canceled. But if someone's like, I heard that you did this.
Oh.
There's no victims coming forward.
Right.
You're probably going to be safe. Because all you have to do be like, no, I didn't. And like, and then it's radio, like, you know.
Yeah.
Crickets from the children. Then you're fucking. How are you going to prove it?
Crickets from the children. Children of the crickets. Yeah, well, who do you think's gonna win?
I don't know.
Who's gonna win at all? Who's gonna win the title?
It's just what's happening in the culture, so we have to talk about it. But I really don't have anything to say.
Yeah, me neither. But I will say, I like Euphoria as a song. I think it's a fun song.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kendrick is so much, he's clearly a more talented
human. Well, this is why I'm interested in it at all, is that I just like the idea of Kendrick releasing anything is exciting. Let me listen to what Kendrick's putting
out. For sure.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'd ever be interested slightly into it.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting to see somebody who is maybe the most popular artist alongside Taylor Swift, like currently.
Drake
battling somebody who has far more talent than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get that little bit of that, like, I want to see him.
Schadenfreude.
I want to see him be exposed as a fucking
dumbass.
And I'm not saying Drake has zero talent. He's just not my cup of tea. And I think that.
And the tea that he's brewing does suck, objectively. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I have matured enough. Jamal is still in the immaturity.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying.
Talking about music in an objective way. I'm past that. I know it's subjective.
This weekend, dude, you told us you were talking objectively, bro.
When?
This weekend.
I was talking objectively?
I'm speaking objectively.
About what?
Just about music. This is good. I'm speaking object. I mean, you're fucking
right. Oh, about how, like, American music is objectively better than Indian music.
That's what it was. Yeah. But see, this is what I'm saying. You haven't matured past.
No, here's why. And because I don't take credit as, like, specifically American being better.
Western.
But, nope, more specific than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that in order for music to be good, you have to have black people.
Sure.
And if you could look at anywhere the music is good, and even when music is good in other places, it's influenced from America, but more specifically from America that has been influenced by black people. So,
I don't know about that.
All music that you think is good, Russian doll it back, and there's a black guy at the
right. But there's you're saying an African American guy.
Yes,
you're not saying an African guy necessarily.
I never said that.
Right,
but
you said a black guy.
Yeah, I said America, more specifically a black guy.
Right, but
they're rooted from Africa.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it.
I know. I think
oppression has to do with it. There's a Bill Burr bit about, like, you take all the suffering away, there goes all that beautiful music.
Yeah.
It's oppression. It's not nothing inherent to them being black.
Well, I mean,
the Jews were oppressed,
so, I mean.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Where's their music,
right,
is what I'm saying.
Okay, no music. Look at all the movies they're making.
Well,
look at all the stand-up.
But
that's what I'm saying.
That's to Jordan's point.
No, it isn't.
I'm saying there might be a gem in there that would lay dormant had the oppression not blossomed it into a superpower, you know, a superpower.
I don't think that's how it works.
The environment fostered the gene expression of, like, rhythm and fucking, I don't know, things
because,
I don't have.
Because that does go back to Africa, about they invented the drum, you know, and they have rhythm, they have that thing. And then now
they invented the drum.
They haven't. There's an inherent.
There is. You can see it in, like, kids, dude. Like,
and I'm not saying that, like, all black people have it. I'm just saying, on average, if you want to fucking take averages, they got it.
They got it.
Right, but you're looking at kids fucking now entrenched in the culture. You were now talking. You're talking about both.
I'm talking about rewind the clock. I'm talking
to
about
when
to fucking Africa, dude.
No, dude. It's oppression. Oppression is what's doing it.
Oppression is
how it
part
manifests
of the timeline. I'm saying,
but it has nothing to do with
their
race.
It's what cultivated the experience through which they chose to express in a way that made sense to them, which was music.
But here's what I'm saying race does.
That's fucking crazy.
No, I agree.
Everybody makes music. Everybody makes music.
What you're saying, Jamal, is true in the sense that no race is real true. Because you rewind the clock, we're all the same species. We're all fucking, we all come from Africa, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Race is only fucking distance to the equator as far as how dark your skin gets.
Uh-huh.
Whatever fucking developed culturally in that area developed their rhythm better than other people. So it is cultural, I guess, in that sense. It's regional. It's not but that is what race is then becomes.
Right, so it has become synonymous with or whatever.
Now you bring those people over here, you give them absolutely nothing and oppression. All they have is what they have. They maybe have a little bit more rhythm. Let's make some music. Like, you have nothing.
Yeah.
You create something from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you can do all the fucking time. All humans.
Right, right. This is what I'm saying.
Entertainment. They want fucking a meaning to a reason for living. Like, and part of that is like joy. So you have to create your own joy.
I'm not saying, because what I was saying was not oppression equals music. I was saying oppression equals good art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that, like, there is a difference. But
that's what I'm saying with the Jew thing, is it now to Jordan's credit or whatever? Because that's also what I'm saying.
I'm saying that it wasn't 100% a random. I mean, it's random in the sense that, like, mutations and evolution are random. But it's not really an evolution, because we're all the same species. We haven't evolved that far apart. It's just fucking melanin. But, but I mean, whatever. There is different features about races.
But yeah, the timeline in which the differences that I feel like racists try to, the lines to divide, would take much, much longer time of deviation than has actually happened.
Right, which is why I'm saying it is more culturally from just that area that they would be better at rhythm. That was a more fucking loved, a more appreciated thing about
and
their culture.
Sure.
So that gets brought over to America, and that's all they can do. We can bang on something, and then we can create some music.
So now you pressure cook that for a while.
And I'm also saying that it is not completely random, in the sense that Jews just happen to be good at comedy or whatever, and black people happen to be good at rhythm.
But they're also good at comedy.
That's true.
There you go.
They're funny.
Yeah.
Oppression equals good art.
Yeah, yeah. So fast forward.
But movies are more expensive to make, dude. And the Jews are good with the money. There's that root in that skill.
Right, but Jews being good with money does have to do with, like, specifics. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I actually don't know. I'm curious what your take is on that, because I don't have a theory.
On what?
Jews being good with money.
There's reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It goes back to, like, their culture, they are, like, I think you can trace it back to them, like, even, like, figuring out
creating the number
banking
system.
Systems.
Yeah.
And, not the number system.
But it is. There's, Arabs, like, an oppression aspect. Like, this is, like, where they could find.
Okay.
Like, because they were, like, not allowed to do this, now we focused our energy into that.
Right.
And then On computers. No. On, like, borrowing, trading.
Right.
Like, yeah. Loans.
Okay. But. Fast
forward.
Good system. Wait, what was it? Why did we go back this far? What am I getting back to here?
Kendrick,
music.
Lamar, and Drake.
Right, but
who you think's gonna win?
You could trace it back to black people being responsible. Well, why did I fucking bring that up?
I don't know. White people, we're obsessed with genetics, man.
No, dude. What are you? Come on, help me out here.
I'm trying.
Crickets from the children.
Fuck. What the fuck?
Fucking.
Pedophilia.
Black people.
No, it's not that.
Black people. White people.
Being good, they're good at it.
Because you're talking about Drake and Taylor Swift being huge. Kendrick has way more talent than them.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch him fucking cook.
Yeah,
something,
but no.
Like that.
That was after that. Fuck. Here, one sec. Indian music. Morgan thought of it.
Yeah.
Indian music is not as good, objectively.
All this talk of white people, black people, we're actually trying to talk about Indians.
Okay, so obviously, subjectively, it is all subjective music, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you could make the argument that any music that even, like, other countries now like, there's influence from America, like the American music. Like, the biggest export that America has is our fucking entertainment industry.
Right, for sure.
And how fucking influential it is. So, even though it's like,
which one is that? I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a fucking jam.
I like it. I think it's pretty good. I think it's better than Drake.
Lucy likes Indian music.
Yeah.
I don't know, people might be into that, but anybody outside of that culture, it speaks to, there's a lot of people in India, there's more people in India that like, by percentage, because there's just generally more people in India than there are in America,
right.
But by percentage, more people in India like
per capita
American-made music. And just Western.
More than their own music?
Yes.
More than Americans like their music. So,
yeah.
And there's more people over there. So you can't be like, yeah, but they make less of it. Doesn't matter.
They have
the opportunity to make way more, and they ain't making it as good as we are.
Yeah.
And also, if you just go outside
of
India.
Drake.
If you go outside of India.
Yeah. China.
People, there's like the kids and all of them, they fucking like the American shit. They don't like your... They're not gonna be like, I like Indian shit. Like I'm
like a neighboring.
The top 40.
A kid in Thailand is like, I love Indian music.
The top 40 is the top 40 of the world, essentially.
No,
it's close enough.
UK has got their own top 40.
Do you not know what I'm saying though? Like they actually have on Apple Music like the top 100 from like all those different countries.
Uh huh.
They're kind of the same.
Yeah. But I mean, I see that other countries, they might have a different, because they speak different languages and there's music in their own language that they would enjoy more. But there is like a fucking aspect of wanting to be cool. And they know that they all point to America when they're like,
cool? When I can only really speak to this time in France that I had where
France is so
she's
cool.
So cool.
I'm France so cool.
So cool.
But we'll like
hit us with a French word.
No, thank you.
Phrase.
You can't say je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, come on. play ball, homie.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What'd you just say?
What does that mean?
I said the stars are golden like the sunshine moon.
Oh,
all celestial. Very celestial French.
So many looking, looking good moons when we were watching Super Simple Songs, you know?
Yeah.
I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening and underneath the moon. Like every song, dude. So funny. what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So like in the car and stuff. They listen to the radio. They don't know what the words, they don't always know what all the words mean because she asked me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what song was popular at the time. It was like Akon, like the stripper song.
I'm in love with the stripper.
And nothing is bleeped because it's not like.
Not crazy.
It's not crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember that they sing the full song, full words, normal. And then they're like, what does that mean? Like we don't know what that means or whatever. Anyway, what I'm saying is,
what do they say for like what? Like what do they do? They go buh 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 buh. Like a huh? Like what do they do for huh? Like what do they do?
I don't know. Maybe
how do they express puzzlement?
Do you know how like in America we go, like between words like but they go like ooh. Like what do they do?
Oh yeah, they go ooh.
Ooh,
that sucks. That's fucking why.
But yeah, they listen to the radio. Like, I don't know what they do now because the radio doesn't really exist.
It's like car alarms.
But like you go to
they're both in full effect.
We went bowling and like they fucking are playing the same music. Yeah. I mean, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, in France. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's the only comparison I'm making, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone wants to be America. America's number one. For sure.
For sure.
Objectively. But Morgan, you watched a movie. Did you want to talk about that movie?
Not really, but I will. I watched a movie. I couldn't remember what it was called when Jordan called me, and it wasn't about murder. I had misspoken.
Okay.
It was it's called Miller's Girl, and it has you know, Sherlock Holmes's brother or whatever.
No.
Maybe I have the wrong
Sherlock Holmes's brother.
Wait, his brother's name is like fucking like it starts with an M.
Yeah.
It's like it's like Mandrake or something.
Do you just give me one hot second? You will know him immediately.
Yeah. It stars his brother from the show, you're saying?
Yeah.
That's not what the show's about. It's not about Sherlock Holmes. Martin
Freeman.
Oh, that's not... that's
He's fuck, Watson,
He's
bro.
Watson. He's not his brother.
Oh, okay.
Sherlock Holmes' brother is the villain.
This guy.
I don't even remember his brother at all.
This man here.
But you're talking about the actor. Okay.
That guy.
Martin Freeman. Yeah, we know Martin Freeman.
Okay, so...
But the thing you watch has nothing to do with Sherlock Holmes.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
Miller's Girl... starring him.
Like Jude Law.
And this girl, Jenna Ortega.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Oh, yeah? So...
Mycroft. That's his brother's name.
Yes, Minecraft. I forgot about that.
Mycroft. Mandrake.
So this movie is about... a very, very rich high school girl who lives alone in this mansion because her parents are like permanently abroad. And
her mom is permanently abroad.
This whole movie doesn't make like any real sense, but
nobody's permanently abroad anymore.
And because you can
transgender.
My bad.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, no. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. I did that same thing earlier about the whole thing.
Okay, so she lives alone in a mountain mansion, not a mountain, a mansion, and she walks to high school.
From the mountain?
No, she doesn't live in a mountain. She lives in the woods. And she goes to school, and there's the teacher, Martin Freeman, Mr. Miller. He teaches English literature for high school students, apparently, but he wrote a book at one point in time and like was a he has this ego about him that he is a writer and he's like above all this, you know, but he's only really teaching.
Right.
And
classic.
Anyway, so this girl is stunningly beautiful. And also like her only goal in life is to be like super fucking smart. And so she reads all these books that, that make him hard, basically.
That make him hard?
Yeah. Like he's like, oh my God. Oh, he's holy shit. Yeah. Like this is fucking wild. And
is this a college or is it high school?
It's high school.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mandrake.
So, Mandrake, you know, there's lots of romantic tension built, you know, and then,
is she 18?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, they don't address it, but the point of the movie is that this is
December.
Yes. It doesn't align with what's acceptable culturally. And so.
In what way?
And so for her midterm, he gives her. Basically, this is just so much detail, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Come on.
He's giving her special treatment, which comes into play later when she fucking buries his ass.
What?
But really...
Well, she doesn't like him?
She does. She's in love with him. And then she feels rejected.
Oh.
Yes. So... he gives her the midterm early, which is to write a short story in the style of an author of your choice. She chooses this guy, Henry Miller, who I'm not familiar with, but apparently he does a lot of raunchy, I break the rules shit.
His last name is also Miller?
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. And then she writes the midterm and calls Mr. Miller Mr. Murphy. So it's a whole thing. But...
Twisted.
You don't know for sure, like what the it does a.
Did you fall asleep? Is that why you don't know?
No.
Okay. I'm joking.
You're killing it, brother.
What the fuck?
You're killing it. Come on.
God damn it! And so their relationship is like it never explicitly from what you as the observer. Are saying like draws the line, right? So like you're viewing it through the rose colored glasses of her. Then she writes this paper where they fuck And then he jerks off in his shed to that paper. And then he comes in the next morning and is like, he's all cold and fucking
right, he got his nut
gay.
Finally. He got his nut finally.
And it is the weirdest thing. And then, so you're jarred as the viewer almost of like, oh, like, did she read into all the, you know, like.
But you just saw him whack off.
I know.
So why would
maybe,
you.
Maybe it is like a, oh, he crossed the line.
Right.
His own, like,
right, right. He's like, I got to shut.
He didn't want to cross, and now right. he's like, I got to shut it.
Well, his best sure. friend, of course, the black coach, PE teacher, is like, the problem with you is you don't know where the line is. He's like,
like the 3-point line?
It's so gay. It's seriously so gay.
Wait, so you don't like the movie?
No, it wasn't a good movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and this movie was my favorite.
No, and then it doesn't make any fucking sense because she wants to get into Yale and like, whatever. So
who would want to do that?
No. Okay, so he jerks off to her paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he comes in and he's like being hella gay. And he's just like,
you're watching, you're like, fucking get with her. You want to see that sexy.
Yeah. Oof. Well, and you kind of,
you don't know where the line is.
You kind of do through her midterm, you know, but like you don't.
You kind of do what?
She writes a midterm and then as he's reading it.
They film it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get to see it.
You get to see it.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's nice.
But it adds a layer of like, you know. But it's not.
And Martin
deep.
Freeman is like one of the yes. hottest.
Okay,
actors
let me stop back up. By the way, they're all from. They all live in Tennessee, so they all have this Tennessee.
Martin Freeman with a hot Tennessee accent,
and it is anything. Honestly kind of attractive that everybody speaks this way. I don't know why. I really enjoyed it, but
I knew you liked the movie. I knew you liked it.
I liked the beginning part, certain parts. I liked
you hated everything after he jerked off.
Yeah.
Why is he being cold? Why is he so cold?
You wanted it to get more hot and heavy.
What was confusing about him being cold?
Well,
because like, I don't get it.
He turns into like, He actually appears teacher-like in that moment. And you're like, uh-huh. This is inconsistent with your behavior to date. And
because he just jerked off. He crossed a line.
Oh, he's upset with himself.
Yeah. And he's like, I have to. He's trying to draw a line.
Yeah. And so he's like.
Now do you like the movie?
No. Because he's like, I'm sorry, you know, if you got the impression that yada, yada, yada. And by the way,
this is why you still don't like the movie?
No, he's doing it well. He's doing it like,
yeah,
you know, maturely.
Right.
But it's still kind of whack. Like, he's like, that. If you read into something different, that is something you're going to have to bear alone. Like, he makes that.
I haven't seen the movie, but my assumption is that in his own mind, he's able to convince himself that he hasn't crossed the line because he hasn't jerked off or he hasn't done anything overtly sexual involving her. And then the moment he jerks off, he can't tell himself that lie anymore. He's like, I did fantasize about having sex with her and jerked off to it.
Right.
Right.
This is, I have crossed a line. Let me know.
But then there's one thing to internalize that, but then to externalize that to her, he's in it, probably in a denial.
And cold, it just cold.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how do I just cut this off entirely?
And then she just mic drops. Disses the fuck out of him because she's like the only Kendrick. Person who's read his book. And like, she is.
He says, you have a micro penis.
No.
You have a small penis.
No, it's worse than that. She comments on.
It's nothing's worse than that.
His penmanship.
Yes. How'd you know?
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. So she like she zeroes in on like, you know, that's his sensitive spot as like sure. He is this writer.
You're a hack. This
and,
is trite.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, do you know what overreaching without ambition means? Which is what one of his reviewers said about his book. She's like, it means that you have no fucking whatever
talent.
Balls. And anyway, she just like undresses him. It's pretty comedic.
Ooh la la.
Like, I mean, it wouldn't go down this way. No, I mean, it's just like, this wouldn't happen.
Right. It's too perfect of like a comeback. Or
and
like a
she's
fucking,
a child.
Right. It's, like, it's you are it's that you replaying one the argument in your yeah. car to drive
nailing
home. Like, oh,
it.
I should have said this.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so, that one. It would have been like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. It's the one kid tearing Margot Robbie apart in Barbie.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that's a little extreme. And then he goes home. And what's crazy about this whole thing that really got me thinking, like, man, I don't know what is true.
My world's upside down.
He is honest with his wife, like, the whole time about, you know, he's like, oh,
he's
there's
like, how's work?
Really,
like,
talented
well.
Student, like, blah, blah, blah. And then
I jerked off.
Great
to her.
Tits.
He doesn't say that, but they're in a fight when he goes to the shed to jerk off. Mm-hmm. To the paper.
Oh.
But then when he has that talk with the girl at school, he comes home and tells his wife, he's like, yeah, I had a really rough day at school. I had to have this conversation, you know, with a student. Like, it went way away. And he has a photographic memory. So she's like, now she's
of
like,
course.
Now she's like, I know you remember what she wrote. Can you fuck me and do that thing you do with her words and stuff? And so he like starts reading the paper and they're like fucking to her paper now.
Oh, so you're dude, back
his,
in the movie.
His
now.
Fucking, his wife's cool as shit.
His wife is cool as shit.
Yeah, dude. She's freaky, bro.
Who plays his wife?
I don't know.
Okay.
But she is.
You don't recognize her?
She's probably the best character in the whole thing.
Viola Davis.
some middle-aged whore. He calls her an alcoholic at
whore.
Some point.
Whore.
But yeah, then. So, okay. I forgot. To intro the movie, she's alone in her mansion. You know, her best friend, Winnie, is the school slut. Like
Winnie. Not Whitney.
Ugh.
Winnie.
The Pooh.
Everybody.
like, you know, Winifred or fucking. And so they have this relationship. It's also fucking weird.
You know, like Winifred.
So they make out and they're like,
made up name
she's trying to fuck the teacher coach because she's got this theory that like I am a high class lady and I don't want some 17-year-old jock just trying to like do what he sees in porn. Like I want a real man who is like
gonna fuck me belly to belly missionary.
Yes.
Exactly. So nice. So that's like their journey. That's the hero's journey, if you will. They're trying to fuck their teachers.
This is the hero's journey.
And the whole
this is what we all do in life.
The movie intros, she's trying to write her application essay for EL. And it's like, what's your biggest achievement to date?
Oh, it's like Orange County.
Yeah. And so then at the end of it, she's like, no, I'm going to destroy this human being. Because
sucks.
I'm hurt, which
is just a movie.
No.
I mean,
it's real.
It's funny because his wife goes, "You better like have your shit buttoned up, like whatever you did or conversations you had, because like teenage girls are filled with like emotional terroristic fucking." It does track very.
Teenage girls are bad people.
Well, no, it's just that if you injure that piece of them, if you trigger that rejection, they will emotionally fucking destroy you. Like there's no tools there to deal with that pain.
Right. They feel like you've hurt me harder than anyone's ever hurt me. I want you to be hurt.
And so she decides that she's going to ruin his life. And then that's what her essay is about. And end scene.
Does it work? Does it ruin his life?
What does that even mean?
They narrate over it where she's like, yeah, he's, you know, no wife and no job. And like, I'm going to go to Yale or whatever.
So it works perfect. She wins.
Yeah.
She Winifred.
Yeah, she Winifred. And her friend's like crying. She's like, I was just joking. I don't understand what's happening. What are you doing to Mr. Miller? Which is so out of character for her. It does. The whole thing is weird.
No, she wants to fuck Mr. Miller too. Everyone wants
no,
to fuck
she
Mr.
wants
Miller.
To fuck Mr. Miller's friend, the black football coach, baseball coach.
Nice.
Who bakes biscuits.
Yes. My name Biscuit.
And then she's like, you should call yourself the biscuit batters.
Oh.
And sell them.
Wow, that's a great line. So this is Miller's Crossing.
Yeah.
Movie that Morgan watched.
Yeah.
Directed by the Coen brothers.
Miller's Crossing.
That was a lot. I told you basically every scene in that movie.
I still don't really get it.
Neither do I.
Now I want to watch it.
Oh, go for it.
I want to see how accurate
I just
were.
Want to see a few of the
let's
scenes.
Let's watch it tonight. Let's watch it.
I just want to watch a few couple, select scenes.
Yes, some scenes perked my interest. Peaked.
Perked. I'm perked.
Perky.
I'm perched.
My nipples are higher
I'm
than
parched.
Adam's.
I'm perched. I'm perked. I'm parked. Let's park.
Me and Jamal watched a movie called The Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
From the year 2000.
Yeah.
Danny Boyle film starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
A waterfall.
There's a waterfall jump off scene. Mm-hmm. A couple of them.
It's kind of like mysterious, like magic, right?
Nope.
No.
There's no magic, although I thought there would be.
Me too.
Why?
I thought there was going to be clones.
I didn't know anything about it, but I thought it was going to be like they go to this beach and then all of a sudden, you know, supernatural shit starts terrorizing them. I thought it was going to be like that.
About Lost.
But it's not. And it's actually, this movie sucks.
It's so bad,
dude. I've heard this take from a lot of people and I don't remember it enough.
Subjective. Fucking Leonardo DiCaprio is fucking insufferable.
Yeah.
Aww.
He sucks in this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he does a bad job, but the movie's not
right,
a good
Danny
movie.
Danny Boyle.
His character is insufferable.
The ball.
He plays an insufferable douche. And everything you see, it's
bad.
Because Fight Club came out in 98, I believe, 98 or 99.
Yeah.
And this movie came out in 2000. And a lot of it seems like they're trying to be like gritty and cool like Fight Club.
Well,
they're
the coloration Pitt, looks similar, Tyler doesn't it?
Not really. Mm. It looks, but it does look gritty at times.
Right.
And there's like a, it doesn't look like a David Fincher movie, but it does look kind of like a Danny Boyle movie. Like it looks like fucking 28 Days Later or Trainspotting.
Right.
So it's fucking.
I took Lucy to my meeting so that you guys could nap. I thought I was doing like this great act of service, and then you guys watched.
Oh,
this movie.
I didn't realize that's why you took her. I thought you said you wanted to take her just because you wanted her to come.
Yeah, I it is the last one, but I also was like, oh, you guys weren't going to get like good sleep. So
I don't really need
right,
that.
But you didn't vocalize that.
I know. That's on me.
That's on you.
That's on me.
Maybe watch a movie.
Yeah, we watched a movie
you
instead.
You got to relax.
We got to watch The Beach.
Yeah.
And this movie's not good. And
oh, dude.
Leonardo DiCaprio goes to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
The movie starts off, and it's immediately apparent that this is going to be not very good.
Dude.
Because he goes, just this voiceover, like, my name is Richard.
Yeah.
Dude,
What else do you need to know about me?
It's like, ugh. My friends, my family. What does any of it matter? Dude, I was like, man, I was hoping it was like, we would get some runtime into the movie, any runtime into the movie, before we go, ah, damn, this is actually kind of good.
What else do you need to know about me?
It's bad.
The only, like, you gave me a piece of information.
How about your last name?
Nothing about you.
Yeah, I don't even need your first name, though.
Right.
Either.
Right.
Like,
I don't care.
Actually.
I mean, I understand what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, you know my name, you can address me now, but don't ask anything about my history.
Well, that's you don't know nothing about that.
No, nothing about that. So he goes to Thailand, Brody. And then, you know, they set up his character, fucking people are like merchants on the street being like, hey, man, tourist, man, you want to fucking do this, man?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
But they're speaking Thai, you know?
Right. Thai accent.
Can you do that?
Hey, man, you want to go to you want to drink snake blood?
Oh, you're American, I'll say.
And he goes, you want to drink snake blood? He's like, no, I don't want to drink snake blood. He's like, all you tourists are the same. You're so afraid. And he goes, give me the snake blood. And immediately is fucking, it's more pussy to do what he did.
Yeah.
To try and show that he's not a pussy by giving in to
I'll drink the snake blood. And he drinks it. They go, ha ha, we don't even do that here. You're racist.
Yeah. He drinks the snake blood.
You think we do that?
But that, it is a metaphor, not a metaphor, but a fucking, maybe a metaphor.
Foreshadowing?
Yeah, of like just who is personality is.
Okay.
Because the feeling that he has after the snake blood drinking is upset stomach.
Okay.
But it's not about that. It is about he just wants to do things for the journey. Like he's like, he just wants to do dangerous things he wants to do. And that is what the beach is. Because you go to the beach and it's like it's a fucking beach. It is pretty.
But everyone talks
about
it. But
you can get that anywhere. So it's like,
wait,
really?
What?
We'll get there, but I'm just saying quickly. He does get to this beach, the titular thing about the movie.
Yeah.
And it's
but you can
pretty
get that anywhere?
You can go to a different beach. You,
okay. Nice
it's
okay.
just a beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a beach. All right. It's a beach that's enclosed, mm-hmm. like structurally fucking rock structures yeah. all around
like
it.
It's a cool beach.
Yeah.
So it's isolated and you have to like go through an island to but again, get to it.
The lore around it is like there's going to be something supernatural
but it's
about the beach.
Sand and water. Yes. So
it is just a beach.
Right.
And it's private. It's secluded.
Okay.
Anyways, but when you get to it, it's really not about the beach. It's about, like, he just wants to fucking, like, do something dangerous and exciting, you know?
Okay.
Go so on the adventure.
It's about
does
the
he
adventure.
Have, do you have no information about him still?
Well, his no, name is Richard.
His name is Richard. What else do you need to know, Morgan? Anyways, there's a psychopath guy who's tweaked out of his mind that's, like, fucking yelling in the hallway of the fucking, it's not a hostel, but it is a busted motel, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
It's cockroaches everywhere, whatever, electricity goes. And this guy is tweaked out of his mind and he offers them weed because weed makes you tweak.
Yeah.
And
makes yeah. you really like a paranoid.
Smoking. And then he says, there's a beach. And this guy gives him the lore of the beach and then he kills himself.
Mm.
But he leaves a note on Leonardo DiCaprio's Richard's door that is a map to the beach that he was referencing.
Oh.
And so Leo's like, I got to go. And he invites the neighbors next door because one of the neighbors is a hot chick. It's a chick and her boyfriend. And he invites both of them to come with, like, you guys should come to the beach, even though there's no relationship. They're
None.
French.
Oh.
So they're cool. So what they're doing in this movie is, here's all the cool things. Smoking weed is really cool.
Yeah.
Going to the beach is really cool.
Yeah.
And speaking French is hella fucking cool. There's yeah. nothing cooler than that.
Right.
It's the ultimate.
Guns
like,
are cool.
But what's not cool are frat guys throwing up, being a tourist in another nation,
right.
dancing and acting a fool. Like, mm-hmm. all this stuff is like, God, you get away from this gross dude. Fucking yeah. douche. I'm all about weed and speaking
Getting
French.
Right.
It's like this really pretentious yeah. idea
I
of
hear
like,
you.
Ugh.
Yep.
But it's like not saying it's pretentious. It just is.
Right.
You know? It's yeah. like, this is.
Like, I'm above.
Like, they want you as the viewer watching it to be like, fucking, I'm that.
Yeah.
I'm on there.
Yeah, yeah,
I want to do that. What? How cool would it be to go to Ireland when there's an infinite amount of weed?
Because that's one of the things
about it. And
everyone's
speaking French. Like, it's just so
there's
fucking
an island,
pretentious.
There's a beach, man. You go there, you have smoke enough weed for the rest of your life. It's going to be sick.
You smoke weed for every day.
Every just single day.
The guys who's telling him this, he's smoking weed while he's telling him this.
Yeah.
They're on a beach. Yeah. He's going, dude, you could smoke weed every day.
Right, but being there.
It's crazy.
No, but being there where he is not drinking the snake's blood. And that's it's in his
right,
blood.
Right. He's got it.
He needs to go on the adventure. Right. He's not happy wherever he is. He needs to.
Wherever you go, there
but he,
you are.
But he is once he gets there.
Yeah, once he gets a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Once he finally woos the girl. Anyways, there's nothing supernatural. He fucking. No. They're on the same island. There's a bunch of Thai guys with a fucking weed farm that export weed. That's
yeah.
how they get their money.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you got there's a bunch of other people living there. Tilda Swinton lives there. And there's like a colony. It's like a fucking
like
commune.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not cultish. There's no like
yeah.
ideology or whatever.
That's my
but you would
my
think,
dream, bro.
But there is Christianity.
Is to join a commune in
yeah,
Hawaii.
Kind of. So
it's my highest hope.
Right. But,
really?
But what you would think
really?
Watching the movie is that there's something secret happening here. Like I thought, oh, maybe there's cannibalism or something. Like, do
right.
you feel like there will be something scary?
Yeah.
And there isn't.
That's hella gay.
The whole thing is like, just don't tell anybody about this place.
Oh, I thought it was a scary.
Well, there's like, it gets crazy because he tells people about the island before he leaves. Before he goes to the island, he copies the map and gives it to these fucking douche weed guys.
Uh-oh.
Just because he's like, I want to leave a piece of me behind. Or
what a
something
fucking
about me.
Loser.
And so when he goes to the island, they're like, oh, like they like, not capture them, but they like question them. Like, how'd you find this place? And he goes like, a guy left me a map. And they're like, oh, that was Ducky,
Daffy
Duck. And fuck, he was depressed. That's why he probably killed himself. And then they ask him, did you fucking make a copy of the map and give it to anybody? He goes, no.
Did you happen to make a copy of the map and hand it to any stoners? No,
I didn't.
No.
And they're like, okay. We're good then, because those fucking Thai guys regarding the weed, they say that we're allowed to stay here and we all can live in harmony, but no more people are allowed to come.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, no, we're fine. And so what happens? They fucking show up and she goes, you fucking
piece
really of shit.
Which is really crazy.
And you get to know, like, these people are all like, damaged in a way where like somebody gets hurt and everyone's like, since you're hurt, you're a fucking bummer to be around. Go out in the woods. You're blowing everyone's buzz.
That guy gets his fucking leg bitten by a shark.
And they're like, you are bringing the vibe down.
Yeah, it's a
two of them die.
We're here to have fun.
And
that is wild.
Yeah.
So things happen, you know, that are like dark, but there's nothing that's like, there's no secret that gets revealed, you know?
Right. The island is the secret, and it's not that big a secret. Everybody knows. Everybody's talking about it. Have you heard this rumor?
Yeah.
Everybody knows
about it. So they get eaten by sharks, and they're still like, this is the best beach?
Yeah, there's shark attacks.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Leo gets attacked by a shark, but he stabs it. Baby shark. Yeah. Baby shark.
It was the ending's gay.
The whole movie sucks, bro.
Yeah.
It's no Revenant.
I mean, you get to see the chick's tits briefly.
Briefly, that.
That was kind of cool. Leo fucks Tilda Swinton.
What?
Yeah, he does both. She's like the leader of the colony. They have to go back into town to get Grosh.
I did not think of her as a sexual being.
She's hotter in this movie than she is in more recent movies, because now she's an old lady, but like...
I mean, she really does sort of sum up asexuality for me.
Well,
I think she's been transitioning now, you know? But yeah, they have to go into town to get Grosh.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're in town,
which is very weird, because there's a guy who has like a rotten tooth, and he's like, I want to go back into fucking go to see a dentist, mm-hmm. and they're like, no, you're not allowed to leave the island because you're gonna tell people about it. Oh, we don't want people knowing about it. He was like, please, my name. And they're like, we can just handle it here. We're gonna rip the tooth.
Do they have weapons, or like, why can't he leave?
We just asked him to leave. Like, I don't think there's probably like one boat or something.
Mm-hmm. Like, why is he asking to leave? Who is he asking?
Tilda Swinton.
The commune leader. And
she says no, but it's really, the scene is to be like, are you okay with this, Leonardo DiCaprio? Like, they're new there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they rip the tooth out of his mouth with the pliers.
Spit of blood.
And then she's like, what do you think about that, Leo? And he goes, sometimes some people have to endure pain to fucking keep a secret or whatever. And he's like, totally fine. He's not like, oh my God.
He's almost like laughing.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
I'm so gonna having a good time.
So you get the vibe that things are gonna escalate from there.
Yeah,
things are gonna get, which they do, because the guy gets a shark attack,
but it's not significant, really. It's not like
there's no like deeper, darker reveal other than like
we don't want people
to know about the beach. That's it.
But the guy who gets attacked by a shark, she's willing to, like, we could take on a boat to the hospital or whatever. Yeah. You just have to promise me not to tell anybody. And
don't be a bummer.
And the guy says, I'm too afraid to go back in the water. So that's on him. He's okay, we have to take you over a boat. He wants to bring a doctor here. And she's saying, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, we will take you there. You know.
But so she's offering. So like, she's not that dark.
Yeah.
But then eventually, since the guy doesn't want to go on a boat, and he's like, okay, we're going to move you out into the woods.
Well, it's because he's complaining for a while. Because he's going,
At first, they try to just, like, you know, they.
And people are going, dude, after it's probably been a day. And people are like,
Shut up.
Yeah, and so they fucking put a tent out in the fucking woods, and they let him die.
And he gets gangrene.
Well, one of the French boyfriend guy.
Yeah,
he fucking stays with him, and he's like, "You guys are fucking animals, dude."
What? That's insane.
Yeah, and then like the Thai guys get involved later because those people that he gave the copy of the map to, they finally show up.
And Tilda Swinton's like, "What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. You have to take care of this motherfucker." And then they show up, and then the Thai guys see them, and they just mow them down with fucking AK-47s.
But there's a whole stint.
Wait, the Thai where Leo's guys like been mow in down the commune, or vice versa?
No, they mow down the new arrivals, the stoner arrivals.
Oh, okay.
But there's a stint where he just has to watch them because they're like trying to build like a raft to get to the actual
island. Mm-hmm. How they get to the land they're at.
Using the map. This is just the last part of the journey.
No boat required prior.
They're building a boat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We forgot to mention. Fucking they take a boat, like the whatever boat they charter, will only take them so far as an island that neighbors this island.
I gotcha. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That was and my question. How did you know that that was my question exactly?
Because I could see where the confusion was. Like, why not just take, like, how do they get to, like, how can you see them with binoculars?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a neighboring island that they're allowed to go to, but the island that they're on is like national fucking forestry covered by, like, they're not allowed to go into those waters. So they have to go to this neighboring island, and then Leo and the two French people, they swim across.
Of course.
It's like it's like a mile swim. Yeah. And they, so now he can see them now on the other island with binoculars.
And they're like, we're not swimming.
So there's this whole stretch of the movie where Tilda Swinton's like, you have to fucking stay here and watch them, because when they start to come, you need to turn them around.
And take
you need to intercept them before they fucking get
take their map and then make them go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he's out here, and you'd think he'd been out there for like months, or like a month at least, bro.
Right, he goes like crazy.
He gets like tribal. He's eating like caterpillars and like tripping balls.
At first, he's having fun. He's like, it's like a video game out here.
That scene is crazy.
It's like there's an actual hub. Like, it shows him like dee 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 dee.
He's going like this is how he's walking. It's not going to translate.
He has a health bar, you know. He's like,
camera's here pointing up at Leo walking through the woods. He's going like this. He's going. It's fucking so bad.
There's so much cheesy shit. Like, that whole scene where she's filming the stars with their little camera, and then they go in front of it's like motion blur.
It's like fine when she's doing it. It's gay or
and
whatever.
Then Leo
but he doesn't. He's like,
and he has like a super gay smile on his face,
trying to be funny.
Richard.
It's got to be It's got to be the worst performance by him.
Yeah.
Like the most.
Well, he probably didn't understand what the assignment.
No, I think he wanted to, because he takes his shirt off a lot, and he's not ripped, but he is like in.
He wanted to be.
He's boy bod in shape.
He wanted to be Brad Pitt.
I feel like this is like, he gets the same like hair as Brad Pitt and stuff. Yeah. I was like, this is like his.
He thinks he's Tyler Durden.
Sex appeal fucking movie.
Yeah,
he's so cool.
You know, Leonardo DiCaprio. This is gonna make me sound consistent with previous things I've said that Jamal will pick up on, but. You know, usually the saying goes that, like, men get more attractive with age. Leo's, like, the only example of where that's not true.
I think it's true.
You think he looks better than when he was, like, young Leo?
Mm-hmm. Because I think he's more talented, and I'm more attracted to talent.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're more about the mind.
He's
reading
always been a pretty
sexy
boy.
Beautiful.
I mean, I would say that's actually more true about Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. Is
he looks great.
I think that
Brad Pitt now, though, he's wearing those hats. He looks like Coda Deaf Guy.
Yeah.
They're sort of
that's
becoming
he's,
one.
He's hotter. He's hotter. Yeah. The hottest in Fight Club. He's
that's crazy. True. I guess the salt and pepper hair is really what you conjure, you know? And so when you're blonde.
No, I'm conjuring abs, but.
But like when you're blonde, you don't get that distinguished gentleman vibe.
I think that only holds true, the whole men get hotter as they age, for men who aren't as attractive when they're younger. Like now they
right.
get
right.
more
there's nowhere to go butt up.
Yeah.
If they're hot, young guy.
Right, that's true.
Looks fade.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's different.
Everybody different.
Like Jamal's going to be one of the hottest.
Dude,
men.
I'm going to be right now. But Brad Pitt too is just like he built different.
Yeah.
Like his body.
Genetics genetically.
And
superior.
Like Leo in this movie, he's a child. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
He's but
never,
you like that. You do like that.
That's why I knew you were going to bolster me there. Mm-hmm. He's never really
bolstered. I'm a holster. All right.
Like, it's almost like he has got the talented genetics, right? He's a beautiful boy. But he never was like, okay, so I'm going to lean hard in that direction and like get some definition. I feel like he's always been a little loose in the body.
Yeah, he's never got Fight Club ripped.
Right.
Yeah.
And he just kind of thought that would just happen or something, or maybe he didn't care.
But I feel like
I think he's an actor. I think he's doing
I don't know what the age difference is between Brad and Leo.
I think they're
because Brad
Brad's
Pitt,
older.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think he's older by maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
like Brad Pitt is like in his 50s, and
I'm picturing Brad in
40s, like low 40.
Yeah, Brad in Fight Club is a man.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is, he's like a 17-year-old or something, 18 maybe.
Well, he's a child actor, Leo. Probably one of the most or the least crazy or whatever child actor. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
But definitely he was most successful, right?
12 or 13 in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, but before that, he was on Family Ties.
Before that, he was Michael J. Fox.
What's the one where they got all God? Kirk Cameron got all God. What is that?
He got all God.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anyway,
Growing Pains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starring Kirk Cameron. I think he was younger there in that show.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Leo, he's one of the guys. He's a good example of child actor, not completely crazy. Yeah.
Right off the deep end.
I mean, apparently he's just runs through girls like nobody's business, which is, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 100% fine.
I think that's the prescription for a healthy adult life.
Right.
Well, one, I think it's the transition from child acting to adult acting that if a kid doesn't make that transition, then they go a little nutty.
Yeah.
Like they get all their fame.
No one loves me anymore.
They loved him when I was cute, but now I don't have the respect of an adult actor. Yeah. Leo got that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, who would have known how he would have turned out?
That's true.
If he didn't all of a sudden be in all the Scorsese movies.
If he hadn't sucked Scorsese's cock, where would he be now?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he got his Oscar, full circle.
Yeah.
Full
circle. But so did Will Smith.
Holy shit, that is so crazy that Will Smith is an Academy Award winning actor. The biggest actor of all time, according to Jordan.
I didn't say all time. I said there was a peak.
Where he was the biggest guy on the scene.
Okay. He was like the most highest gross. Anyways, that's all I got.
The beach.
The beach is...
Check it out. Let me see what it got. We didn't look up the reviews or nothing on it.
It got bad reviews.
I'm sure it did, but I'm wondering the number.
I can tell you.
Lucy is 30%. Saying thank you now. It's very cute. Oh, yeah.
Dude,
she
so
sings
cute.
Baby Shark.
Thank you.
She also rows her boat.
She's adorable.
Dude, the row the boat. Excuse me. Hilarious.
I know.
So funny. The smiling, rowing the boat.
Rowing the boat. She goes.
And then.
And it looks like she's really like using resistance. Yeah. You know, like she's like.
Very funny.
Okay.
it does look like that.
She gets her charade skills from me.
Yeah, and then every once in a while. Not at least that I've seen.
But yeah, it's not 100%.
You do the, if you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. And she, very softly.
Sometimes she'll do it for real.
Yeah.
What's
your guess?
30%.
57.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty good. Good movie.
Word. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We're talking. Put butter on that shit.
Bye.
Stay hydrated.